From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump visits the UN.
In the coming weeks and months, we will be considering the Secretary General's broader vision. This is an opportunity for all of us to seize this moment and ensure that the United Nations remains relevant.
Now, President Donald Trump's big day at the United Nations is not until tomorrow. But today he's there along with Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, whose voice you just heard. Both are on the sidelines warming up for tomorrow's big speech. Ambassador Haley, in her introduction for the president, remarked upon Mr. Trump's unique qualifications.
Donald Trump has a businessman's eye for seeing potential. And he sees great potential, not just in this reform movement, but in the United Nations itself. He shares your commitment to creating a more effective advocate for peace, security, and human rights.
For his part, the president stated that so far, including most recently, the UN has been characterized by unfulfilled potential.
Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement, while the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
Tomorrow, the president will address the full body of the United Nations General Assembly, the world no doubt waiting with anticipation. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN yesterday she's considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. This is VOA News. An emergency vaccination campaign is getting underway in northeastern Nigeria to prevent a deadly cholera outbreak from spreading to other countries. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, the World Health Organization is heading this campaign.
The World Health Organization reports the potentially devastating cholera situation is emerging in Borno State in northeastern Nigeria. During the past few months, it says 2,600 suspected cases of this fatal disease, including 48 deaths, have occurred in this former stronghold of Boko Haram. Dominique Legros is cholera coordinator for WHO's Department for Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases.
Once it's out of the box, once it has spread, it's very, very difficult to contain, and we have huge number of cases and deaths.
Legros says this comes to a 14% case fatality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
WHO estimates the global cholera disease burden at about 2.9 million suspected cases, including 95,000 deaths. Britain has eased its terrorist threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act earlier Saturday, and 18-year-old man was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack. Well, here they come again. Not one, not two, but three. Hurricane forecasters are keeping their eyes on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria to a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. In the meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. East Coast because of Hurricane Jose. And there's also a tropical depression named Lee in the Atlantic. The militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement that will dissolve its administration body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.